welcome to episode 30 of Be Boomer Unleashed. I'm Jerry Lake, the Unleashed Baby Boomer, and I'll be your host today. And for every episode of Be Boomer Unleashed, today's episode, episode 30, Dating Through the Decades, Part 3. And today we'll be covering the 1980s and the 1990s, along with some current events that helped shape those decades and might give us a little more understanding of how dating changed during this time and why it changed so much. As always, let me remind you, first of all, though, where you can find our podcast. You can always find us at bboomerunleashed.podbean.com. You can find us on iTunes and Google Play at Be Boomer Unleashed. We're on iHeartRadio at b.boomer. And you can also find our link on Facebook, Spotify, Tumblr, and Instagram at Be Boomer Unleashed, and on Twitter at Be Boomer Unleash 1. As always, we encourage you to drop us an email at bboomerunleashed@gmail.com. Once again, that's bboomerunleashed@gmail.com, and we encourage you to drop us an email, give us suggestions and feedback on our shows, any suggestions for future episodes, or if you'd like to be a guest on Be Boomer Unleashed. We're still looking for that first elusive guest that will co-broadcast with us here on Be Boomer Unleashed, and maybe you'd like to be that first one. If not, I guess I'll just have to recruit some of you, but we do have some shows planned that we need guests for, and I've already talked to a few people who are willing to be guests on the show here. Coming up soon, as I said, my lovely wife bought me some recording equipment for my birthday, so now we can record telephone interviews and all kinds of neat stuff. Well, Dating Through the Decades, Part 3, as we talk about the 80s and the dating there. You remember, in 1980, there was a lot of things going on in 1980 that affected a lot of different things, not only our dating habits, but they affected the way we lived. You remember in 1980, for example, the U.S. Olympic hockey team defeats the Soviet Union, yay, in the semifinals at the Winter Olympics in Lake Placid, New York. That was a big deal. That was a huge deal that our amateurs win and basically defeated the professional Soviet team. Those Soviet athletes were, back in those days, more professional. That's what they did for a living, and they practiced year-round. And what a tremendous event that was for the United States to beat the Russian team there in hockey. It was called The Miracle on Ice. Then in the movie theaters, The Empire Strikes Back, you know, we're all into Star Wars and Luke Skywalker and all those folks. And then in October that year, the Philadelphia Phillies defeat the Kansas City Royals to win the World Series in six games. How about those Phillies? And then in 1980, in November, a record, now get this, a record of 350 million people worldwide watched TV's Dallas to find out who shot JR. You remember that? If you were alive in the 1980s and old enough to watch TV, you remember, oh, they built that hype up. Who shot JR? Can you tell me who that was? Can you tell me who it was that shot JR? You know, I have no recollection of it and really don't care at this point. Then in 1981, Prince Charles married Lady Diana. Remember that? The big royal wedding. What a thing that was. And then on January of that year, Iran released 52 U.S. hostages that were held in Tehran for 440 days. The space shuttle Columbia is launched for the first time. That just seems like yesterday, doesn't it? That was in 1981. And the Church of England votes to allow women to serve as priests, 1981. Different times, weren't they? Michael Jackson in 1982. You remember Thriller? He released that in 1982 and sold 33 million copies of that. Wow. That's kind of incredible. Now, here's something that's neat. Enter the computer age at an affordable pace, the Commodore 64. Anybody remember the Commodore 64? 64K personal computer is unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Falkland Islands War, the World Fair begins in Knoxville. Barney Clark becomes the first person to have a permanent artificial heart transplant. That seems impossible to think it was that long ago, 1982. In 1983, Sally Ride became the first American woman in outer space when the space shuttle Challenger was launched on June 19, 1983. Think of that. Then in 1983, the internet is born with the establishment of TCP and IP standard computer networks. I guess we have Al Gore to thank for that, don't we? Did Al Gore invent the internet? I think he said he did that, so it must be true. Then in May of that year, we had the Return of the Jedi. U.S. troops invade the Caribbean islands and Grenada. President Ronald Reagan signs legislation making Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday a federal holiday. 1984, Indira Gandhi, India's first female prime minister, was assassinated that year. There was just a lot of things that happened in the 80s. Singer Bruce Springsteen releases his album, Born in the USA. Remember that? Great Britain agrees to hand over control of Hong Kong to China. 1997, and Ronald Reagan is elected to a second term, defeating Democrat Walter Mondale. Poor old Walter Mondale. He couldn't inspire a carrot to spruce up a salad. Poor old Walter Mondale. But he gave it a good shot, but President Ronald Reagan was elected for the second term. Then, 1985, Mikhail Gorbachev became leader of the Soviet Union. Food and Drug Administration approves the first blood test to detect the virus that causes AIDS. Remember AIDS? Big deal in the 1980s. We've kind of forgotten about that, but a huge deal in the 1980s, and don't think that didn't have a profound effect on dating. In June of that year, Air India Flight 182 destroyed by a terrorist bomb. Terrorism becoming rampant in the 1980s. Then 1986, where were you when the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded shortly after liftoff, killing all seven crew members? That tragedy struck January 28th, 1986. Where were you? Do you remember where you were? I remember where I was when I got the news for that. Then there was just lots of things. Hands Across America attempts to form a human chain from New York to California to raise money to fight hunger and homelessness. Following extensive renovations that year, the Statue of Liberty celebrates its centennial, 100 years. Then in 1987, you know, if you had money to invest on Wall Street, the year began on a high note. Remember that? Dow Jones Industrial Average broke 2,000 for the first time. But the good times would come crashing down in October when we had a crash of the stock market and lost 22% of its value in one day. That concerned a lot of people. It certainly did. Ronald Reagan, President Reagan, made headlines when he traveled to Berlin in June and urged the Soviet Union to tear down that Berlin Wall. Earlier that spring, a young German, I think his name was Matthias Rust, also made headlines when he landed his small plane in Red Square in Moscow. Imagine that. And then 1988, terrorist bomb destroys Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. More terrorist activities. Then later that year, Soviet troops began pulling out of Afghanistan after 9 years. Osama bin Laden forms Al-Qaeda. Remember old Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda? Al-Qaeda is the one that Congressman Omar likes to laugh about. She thinks that's laughable, doesn't she? But Al-Qaeda was and is a big deal. The first annual World's AIDS Day is held. Then in 1989, Emperor Hirohito dies, ending a 62-year reign over in Japan. And Colin Powell is nominated to head the Joint Chiefs of Staff, becoming the first African-American to hold that position. Imagine that, 1989. And the Sega Genesis, that video game, the Sega Genesis, is released in the U.S. And U.S. troops invade Panama that year to oust leader General Manuel Noriega. So the 1980s, you know, turbulent times in the United States. And so how did that affect dating? Well, I don't know whether it did or not. You're going to have to be the one to decide that. But you remember the 80s, those of you who lived through the 80s, the era of big hair. Remember the ladies and their big hair? And definitely the idea of needing to find a husband was out. You know, remember we said that kind of went by the wayside to need a husband. You know, the feminist movement of the 70s in particular and the late 60s. We weren't needing a husband anymore because, you know, I am woman, hear me roar, and I can bring home the bacon and fry it up in a pan. And so they really weren't needing a husband during that time because they could do it on their own. And the era of big hair was definitely a big time. And during the 1980s, if you take a look back, women became a little more aggressive. They began making the first move. That was unheard of. Made a lot of men uncomfortable. Thankfully, I was married before the 80s because that would have made me probably a little uncomfortable had some female made the first move on me. But that came about kind of in the 1980s. Women said, well, we don't have to wait for a man to ask us out. We'll just make the first move. So they became a little more aggressive, making the first move, showing their interest. Even though they still didn't ask for the date, they wanted to make sure that he knew that they were interested, but he still had to ask for the date. They went through the man's friends, showing interest by asking if he was seeing someone. Is he seeing someone? Does he have a girlfriend? Is he going steady? So the friend would go back and relay that information to the guy, and then they'd say, well, it looks like you got a green light here. So he asked her out, and the rest is history. Texting and cell phones were not in the picture at this time. So what you had during the 80s, instead of cell phones and text messages, you had a box of love letters. And it was something that was done back in then in 1980s, love letters written to boyfriends and girlfriends rather than all this texting and instant communication that we have today. Then by the late 1980s, meeting in social settings, mainly bars, was a normal thing. Well, that's not a very good place, I wouldn't think, to meet the love of your life, would it be, in a bar? But a lot of that was there, and guys developed what they called pickup lines during that time, and they used these tired old lines to pick up these females in a bar. What a way to meet somebody to spend your life with. I think that's kind of the reason a lot of those marriages in the 1980s ended in divorce, is because they weren't looking for their partner in the right place. They weren't looking in church. They weren't looking at other social organizations. They were looking in a bar or a beer joint, and that kind of, really was kind of the norm that day. So the 1980s, a different time, the women becoming more aggressive. And then in the 1990s, a lot of things took place in the 1990s that we can think about. Nelson Mandela, you remember him, 1990, released from prison. The World Wide Web became kind of in vogue, the World Wide Web. And people began to use the internet for lots of things. Then the internet in 1991 becomes available for unrestricted commercial use. So in the 1990s, the internet really flourished and became a huge economic tool. And the dot-com stocks came on the scene in the 1990s, and some folks made thousands and millions of dollars, and then some folks lost money on those dot-com stocks. They had a big band guy, lead singer of the band Queen. Freddie Mercury dies from AIDS. So we're having deaths now from this disease known as AIDS. And boy, it made dating in the 80s and 90s. Remember in the 60s and 70s, the late 60s and all the way through the 70s, you had this notion of free love and make love, not war, and premarital sex. And it was just, people were just having casual sex and occasional sex and sex parties and all kinds of things in the 70s. Well, then when AIDS comes about, wow, kind of set those folks back a little bit on their heels. And they said, boy, now we got to worry about this disease. It's not something you can cure with penicillin. It's something that's going to kill you. That's what happened there in the 90s. Then in 92, Bill Clinton, elected as President of the United States. Big mall opens in Minnesota, the Mall of America. You know, lots of people wanted to go to the Mall of America, biggest mall in the United States. Euro Disney opens, Bosnia and Herzegovina. They declare their independence, so lots of turmoil over in the communist bloc areas. Czechoslovakia separates into the Czech Republic and Slovakia. So Czechoslovakia becomes the Czech Republic and Slovakia. Hubble telescope is repaired in space. Remember that? They repaired the Hubble telescope. It was out of focus. It was fuzzy. So they sent the space shuttle Endeavour up, and they fixed that. Wow, technology was really on the rise, wasn't it? Then in 94, Nelson Mandela becomes president of South Africa. That was a big deal. That was a big deal. Then the Channel Tunnel is completed and opens, connecting France and England. So that was a big deal in 1994. Quite a piece of technology to connect France and England by that tunnel going across the channel there. Then in 1995, the American space shuttle Atlantis docks with the Russian space shuttle for the first time. Then here's something that all of you probably don't remember it happening, but it did. In 1995, eBay, the world's biggest online auction, is founded. And that was a big deal. eBay changed the way people shop forever. Charles and Diana get divorced. So the big royal wedding that took place in the previous decade, it's on the pits. They're getting a divorce. And they decided we're just going to chuck it in. Then in 1997, Princess Diana dies in a very mysterious car crash. And the world wanted to know, did Charles have her killed? Did the Queen have her killed? It was an interesting time. Bill Clinton's elected to a second term. 97, Madeleine Albright becomes the first female Secretary of State in the United States. Scotland creates its own parliament, and the first Harry Potter book is published by J.K. Rowling. So Harry Potter comes along in 1997. Hale-Bopp Comet makes its closest approach to the Earth. Remember those crazy people that thought that they were going up to heaven or in the stars or somewhere when the Hale-Bopp Comet came by and they found them all dead in a house there. Google, founded in 1998, something that has changed our life. Don't know whether it's for the better, but it's certainly changed our life forever, this business of Google. And Apple Computers reveals the iMac. It's what we're using now to create this broadcast, this podcast, if you will. We use an iMac and we use GarageBand to do our recording. So Apple really, you know, came to the forefront there. Certainly they have their share of the market. And then in 1999, Bill Clinton faces impeachment proceedings. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Remember our president, Bill Clinton. Then Dow Jones closes above 11,000 for the first time. That was big news in 1999. And then 11 countries begin to use the euro as their currency. Remember the euro? So lots of stuff was happening outside the dating world, and it kind of probably affected a lot of the ways that dating took place during that time. In the 1990s, the dating scene found themselves pulling itself out of the dark ages and making the path for technology of today. There's still a small sense, if you will, of innocence there among those people on the dating scene. But the internet, dating, and the cell phones, and the texting, and all this thing really kind of started there in the 1990s. Now, it didn't really come into its own probably until the 2000s, and we're going to talk more about that next week as we conclude this portion of this discussion. But what were some of the things they did in the 90s? Well, if you really liked somebody, you made them a mixtape. Y'all remember the mixtapes? You make them a mixtape of your favorite songs, maybe their favorite songs, somebody that you're interested in or dating in. That was a big way of showing your affection, making that mixtape. And then later, of course, the mix CDs and showing your affection that way. So technology gets into the game in a big way when it comes to creating these mixtapes for the person that you're either dating or you're interested in. Then getting ready for a date was a huge ordeal in the 90s. Your friends would come over, the girl's friends would come over and help her pick out the perfect outfit. Oh, we're just screaming and yelling with glee, and we're going to pick out the perfect outfit so that you'll really impress this fella. So that really put that aspect of it, putting your best foot forward, out in plain view for everybody to see. Now, the intro to online dating, and remember there was some online dating in the 90s, not to the extent that it is today, But Lonely Heart columns in the newspapers were a big deal in the 1990s. Now, newspapers, I'm afraid, are going by the wayside, folks. You know, people want instant news. They don't want to wait till the next day to see what's in the newspaper. They want that instant gratification. They want their news at the fingertips. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Things change. But newspapers did not keep up with the times. And newspapers are hurting all over the country. Lots of newspapers shutting up. You know, I think our own Herald Dispatch here in Huntington announced that they're no longer going to publish a newspaper on Monday. They're going to do Tuesday through Sunday. And but the price is going to stay the same. So newspapers are kind of hurting. And but back in the 90s, folks put an ad in a Lonely Hearts column. There was a column in the newspaper in the classifieds for Lonely Hearts. Single white male desires single white female, or single black male desires single black female, or single white female, or whatever you were looking for. You could put it in that Lonely Hearts column, and you could respond to a box at the paper. So the newspaper kept those, and then they would send you those responses. And it was kind of a, I guess, a precursor, if you will, to online dating. And they would put things in there like long walks along the lake shore, or like long walks on the beach and holding hands and cuddling at a movie. And they would put those things in those descriptions. And that is how they attracted someone on those Lonely Hearts columns. Sounds kind of foolish now, doesn't it? Now you just look online, you swipe left if you like them, or you swipe right, whatever it is, and you say, oh, I like that one, or no, I don't like that one. And then you swipe, oh, why did I do that? I don't really like that person, you know, why did I do that? So the intro to online dating was actually through the newspaper. It really wasn't online, it was kind of on paper, but the infant stages of online dating were in the works. People followed through with their plans of going on a date. They made plans, and they followed those plans, and they made it a big deal of what they were going to do on the date. Breaking up over the phone, that was a big no. No, you don't break up over the phone. You don't do that. That's tacky. That's a coward that does that. So if there was any breaking up to do, it had to be face-to-face. And that was in the 1990s. So dating changed a bit in the 80s and 90s. And I think the kind of in the 80s and 90s, it got away so much from just all this free hippie love and sex stuff and multiple partners and all this. And I think folks probably became a bit more monogamous, if you will, during the 80s and 90s. They would move in with each other. They're going to play house for a while. You know, we're not getting married. We're just going to move in. And of course, sex on the first date was not something that was uncommon or even frowned upon in the 1990s. And that casual sex became just a kind of the way it was. And things were different there. And I'm certainly glad I didn't have to date in the 1990s or the 1980s. That I found the love of my life back in the 70s. And like I say, we've been married 46 years now. It'll be 47 years in March. So things have changed. Now, next week, we're going to talk about dating in the 2000s, from 2000 up to today. And boy, has it really changed. And I think it's changed for the worse. And we're going to talk to you about some of those things. And then after we finish that discussion next week, we're going to spend one episode on how to go about picking or choosing that person that you would want to spend a lifetime with. If you spend more time deciding who that person is and the characteristics of that person that you want to spend your lifetime with, the less chance you have of getting married and then getting divorced and getting married and getting divorced. And it just seems like the thing to do. Well, we'll try this out. If it doesn't work, we'll just get a divorce. No, marriage should be for a lifetime. And if you spend more time, and if your kids and your grandchildren spend more time picking out, choosing that mate for life, then they'll be spend less time in divorce court. Now, I would encourage you, if you have a teenage son or daughter or a teenage grandson or granddaughter, sit down and listen to this podcast with them next week as we talk about current dating trends. And you might learn something, and they'll be surprised that granny and granddad or mom and dad, they know what the score is. So maybe you need to listen to it first and then sit down and listen to it with your kids and or your grandchildren. And then the week following that, which would be episode 32, I guess, we're going to talk about tips for picking and choosing that lifelong mate. Well, that's all the time we have for today. So thanks for listening. As always, we really appreciate you listening to us. If you like our program, share us. If you like it, share it with your friends. Share it on Facebook or any other social media that you might be on. If you don't like us, just kind of keep quiet about it. You don't have to tune in and listen. Just keep quiet about it so nobody else will know how bad this show is. All right? So next week, we get into the 2000s and beyond. And we hope that you will tune in for that episode and every episode of Be Boomer Unleashed. Drop us an email at BeBoomerUnleashed@gmail.com, BeBoomerUnleashed@gmail.com, and give us some ideas for future programs. We would really like to have your input. Well, that's it. Have a great week, and may God bless each and every one of you. Goodbye. We'll be right back.